You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful. I've already done that one, so we're not going to do that one. But I'm excited because I've got a Christmas feature for your ears. You're football fans, right? You're all football fans. But not only are you football fans, you're all football fans which are excited for Christmas, aren't you? We all want presents, don't we, at Christmas? Whether we're football fans, whether we're kids, we all want something. So I decided to do a new feature. Oh, yes. It's titled All I Want for Christmas. And I think that the reason I came up with this idea, this concept, is because in the lead up to Christmas, it's fine for children and kids to sit on Santa's lap and ask Father Christmas what they hope for Christmas. But it's discrimination against us adults who want to sit on Father Christmas's lap. It doesn't matter how much we weigh. The guy can let me sit on his lap and I might tell him what I want for Christmas as a football fan. You see where I'm going with this? Every single football fan up and down the football land has a Christmas list longer than most kids' present lists of things which we would love to see change at our football clubs in the new year. So, football friends, I decided in the run-up to Christmas on the Football Hour, I will create a list of presents football fans from specific clubs would ask Santa Claus for. Okay, you're getting the feature now. I like it, Alex. Come on, tell me more. This week, we are going to speak to a generic Spurs fan, and his name's Dell. So, everyone welcome Dell. He's come on to the Football Hour to read his Christmas list to Santa Claus. So, he's got a few concerns. I've had a look at his list before he sends it to Santa. Here we go, football friends. Are you ready? Because this is All I Want for Christmas, the Tottenham Hotspur edition. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I want Harry Kane in cotton wool, just like a delicate Christmas present. Can you rep Harry Kane in cotton wool? He's truly world-class and a goal machine. If he stays fit, who knows what can happen in the Champions League? And most likely, he'll fire us back into the top four. Come on, Harry. Number two on my Christmas list. Can you bring last season's Dele Alli back? I'm extremely worried that we forgot him when we were leaving Whitehall Lane, and one of the diggers has probably run him over, and Spurs have intentionally decided to play a Dele Alli impressionist this season, who sadly can't play football as good as our boy Dele Alli. And you know what I forgot, hadn't I? Whilst I was practicing my southern accent, I forgot this, hadn't I? Oh, that's better. That is lovely, isn't it? That is much better. A bit of Christmas music whilst I talk through my list. Right, we've done number one and we've done number two. My accent is absolutely shocking, isn't it? Number three on my Christmas list. Can you just magic the old White Hart Lane back? Or if that's impossible, give the builders who are building the new White Hart Lane a couple of Red Bulls to make sure we don't have to play at Wembley in the new year. Give them a few Red Bulls and they'll crack up that stadium pretty sharpish, I reckon. This voice is going, isn't it? Number four on the list. Now, this is quite a big one, Santa, so are you ready for this? What have I written down here? Now, this is quite a big one and one to ask for, and I don't think you can sort it. But if you can possibly bring back Gareth Bale back to Spurs, the poor lad has been injured for most of the last 12 months. We all know that, don't we, in Madrid? And I think he's missing Tottenham Hotspur. So, surely, if you were Gareth Bale, you'd much prefer to play with Moussa Sissoko than Cristiano Ronaldo. It's obvious, isn't it? Right, Santa, my fifth and final gift. Are you ready? Are you sat down? Of course I'm sat down. I'm Santa Claus. I sit on the thing and you sit on my lap. Oh yeah, of course, Santa Claus. Right, fifth and final gift. Will you just tell Harry Kane that I love him? He's so special to me and the rest of the Spurs supporters. I'd just like to say, we love you, Harry. And thank you, Santa. Love from all the Spurs fans, but especially me, Del. Oh, Del, thank you so much for coming on the Football Hour. Wasn't he a lovely bloke? See you later, Del. Have a Merry Christmas. All right, Alex. Bye, mate. Bye, mate. Have a lovely evening. Right, wasn't he lovely? Thank you so much, Del. Right, he's off now. Right, close the door now, Del. Yeah, he's not going to get any of them presents, is he? What's he want? White Hart Lane back? Yeah, I don't think he's going to get that until, well, the new White Hart Lane's built. Harry Kane in cotton wool? I think Santa could sort that out. Yeah, that's not too much to ask. What else does he want? Dele Alli back? Yeah, he'll eventually come back. I think that one's not too bad. What do you think of my accent? Pretty tragic, wasn't it? Not my accent, sorry. Del's accent. What do you think of Del's accent? Sounds make-believe, that accent, doesn't it? I can't believe it, mate. I cannot believe it. Right, football friends, that's enough of All I Want for Christmas, the Spurs edition on the Football Hour. Thank you, Del boy.
You've been listening to the Football Hour with Alex Mearns.